Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Yeah, you know, of course, so we're going to respect his decision, but every team wants to have a Hall of Famer and all-star player in their team, and hopefully he's gonna come back home. You know, this is his home. He played here for about 13 years and win three championship rings, and it's always nice to have this kind of player present in the locker room and on the floor. With his experience, he can help a lot to this young team, and hopefully he says yes.
Oh, it'd be great, man. You know, D-Wade, he got all the high-flying lobs. You know, he know how to get in the paint. You know, it'd be great to have an all-star back.
You can definitely fill in. You know, you come in and help. You know, being an extra voice, you know, a guy that won three championships can always give that voice that we haven't been there, you know, and they'll definitely help us.
I mean, I would love that opportunity. You know, it's my brother. You know what I mean? So, you know, our relationship goes beyond the game of basketball. So to be able to finish it with him, for him to come back and have another season with him would be a dream come true. But, you know, I support Dwayne, whatever decision he makes. You know, as a brother, you know, you just support your brother. So hopefully he makes a decision to come back here. I'm definitely going to encourage that. But at the end of the day, you know, I support his decision, and what he does for him is best for him.
What will Dwayne Wade do? Ira thought it might happen last night.
Yeah, he told us.
I guess, he clear waivers on Wednesday? Is that was the date,
so,
but
yeah.
Obviously he can make his decision anytime he wants.
You think he's going to do the decision show with Jim Gray? He should probably do that.
No, I think it's not as big a deal now, so I think he'll
what
do it.
What if he said he was going to take his talents to South Beach? That'd be fun to see.
Back to South Beach.
Yeah. Said he's going to take his talents, I'm guessing, to the Quicken Loans Arena.
You and we haven't asked Hollywood yet, but you and I believe
Cleveland.
It's Cleveland.
Yeah. As hard as that is to say, and it's going to break my heart.
Does he come here? Could he come back to Miami?
I think he goes to Cleveland.
Okay.
I'd love to have him back.
Boy, they
though.
Got a lot
I do
of
think
guards.
He goes to Cleveland.
I mean, he's going, all these teams got a lot of guards.
Listen, Woj was on national radio this morning, and Woj, the quote was, Heat probably least likely out of the four teams in the running to land Dwayne Wade. Cavs strong front runner. That was his quote this morning from Woj. A Woj bomb this morning on national radio.
I would love to know, for people close to Dwayne, is it about starting? He's obviously going to play. He's not going to sit at the end of the bench and play 6 or 7 minutes.
I'm guessing after last year, just get the guy into the playoffs and get him past that first round.
I agree. I can't see him in San Antonio or Oklahoma City.
Even Oklahoma City, maybe. I think that's the kind of the team in the background. Because Melo and him are buddies. I know LeBron and him also, and Chris Paul, although Houston's not in the mix. Melo might call him and just say, listen, we got a really good thing going
Melo
here.
Melo got no pull with anybody. He's not a good enough player to have any pull with anybody.
I think he does with Dwayne. They're buddies.
Watch it happen now.
Yeah,
say
the
that.
Minute you guys said that.
And you guys
I like change
play
my
that
vote.
Tomorrow.
Can I change my vote? Cut the tape and change my vote.
Well, anyway, we did a poll at Joe Rose Show on where everybody that's been following this story, that cares, where they think D-Wade will end up, and what's it look like, Hollywood?
Cleveland is the overwhelming favorite right now, 78% of the vote. OKC actually getting 10% of the vote. Miami gets 9%, and San Antonio gets 3%.
Wow. Surprised that vote-wise, Miami's not 2. And OKC is there.
They all respect the heck out of Pop, so you know Pop's always going to get at least a mention, right?
Of course. Come on. 100%.
Pop's just that guy. Wonder what that phone call, but I just don't know if he's tight with anybody on that team.
Well, that's
Kawhi Leonard doesn't seem like he's real tight with anybody. He's not part of anybody's fraternity. Mm-mm. He's just Kawhi Leonard.
That's it.
Who's a damn good player.
And that's it. Socially, and nothing.
By the way, really good player nobody talks about. You want to talk about one guy not mentioned at all this offseason? Of the best players that's never mentioned, Kawhi Leonard wins. Right?
Correct. Correct.
Maybe the best all-around player in basketball?
Yeah, offensively and
maybe
defensively.
LeBron.
He's right there. No, he said maybe. So I'm going to go, yeah, maybe.
No?
LeBron's got to be right there. LeBron and Kawhi.
No, he's not maybe the best all-around player in basketball. No.
I think it's possible.
Absolutely not.
I think it's possible. Look what Kawhi does.
He's turning
probably the best defender in the league.
You give me, he is a hell of a player, right? I know.
So, no, he's a very good player.
You're rolling your
not.
Friggin' eyes and just, stuff, that, jerky.
That's a ridiculous statement.
Why?
It's ridiculous?
There's been a few ridiculous statements on the show recently. McElwain won. Now this.
You're just saying today, or?
Is it that far off to say Kawhi Leonard might be the best?
No.
You would agree that he's like the one star player that nobody talks about.
I think a more ridiculous statement is saying that it's an epidemic in Brickell that you leave your blinkers on.
Yeah, but he was doing that you did that for a chuckle, right?
No, it's a serious problem.
Did it look like he was smiling?
Is it really that bad?
Said it was an
there?
Epidemic.
It's unbelievably bad.
Like Zika was like an epidemic.
This is much worse.
This is much worse than Zika. And he said that we had ridiculous comments.
Much worse
or
than
Corey
that.
Chavu had one.
That's real good. By the way, I don't know where that comment came for his early coach of the year.
I know.
I don't think
there 2 weeks ago I wanted to fire him.
I don't think there was a Gator fan out there that was listening going, you know,
Joe,
I'm with him on that one.
2 weeks ago I wanted him
McElwain,
fired.
Coach of the year. You're not the only one.
I know.
Brother Nat Moore not real happy either.
Of course.
The mayor of Gainesville wasn't real happy with what's happening.
Corey wants to give him coach of the year.
All those guys are going like, they Shabu. Have no offense. He's an offensive head coach. Mm. And they're living on defense.
This is your third quarterback. Right. Joe, they're going in their third quarterback right now. Like, Del Rio's now starting. Felipe Franks is benched. Zaire came in for a little while. What was he doing out there? Like, they have, and 9 dudes are getting charged with felonies.
I'm going to tell you one better than that, though. I look when you got 3 quarterbacks and they're all struggling and you can't figure it out.
You got 0 quarterbacks.
You start looking at who's coaching them and the system. Now, some of the guys are out. Mm-hmm. They got some good players that are suspended.
Yeah.
Who could be looking at
Callaway, Scarlett.
Could be looking at the next step after suspension.
That's the problem. Now it's getting serious. If it wasn't,
you could have a lot
before,
of scholarships next year.
Yeah, because you're going to have a lot of open
you
spots. You could
have
on
like
team.
A record amount of. I don't know how that works.
There's 9 guys right now that are being investigated for felonies, not just suspension 1, 2, or 3 games. We're worried about missing a game.
We're not talking about smoking a little pot.
No. We're talking about like stolen credit cards and use of credit cards and all kinds of crazy stuff that's happening. I don't know for sure. I don't want to quote myself and be on the ridiculous comment meter Hollywood.
And a bunch of those guys are South Florida guys too.
Jordan Scarlett. I mean, I don't know where Callaway's from, but
Callaway's Booker T.
Booker T.
Well, man, I hope it works out. I'm not one of these, like...
This is not good. He's playing music on people that got in trouble.
What's wrong with you, man?
Hollywood's on a different...
You wonder why people
locked
want
up.
To punch you in the face.
The song is called Locked Up.
I knew it was something. Well, what? Seriously.
Actually, you know what would have been perfect to play
you
there?
You should be talking. Your school's been so good at South Florida, bro.
Yeah, serious.
Why don't you talk about South Florida and that stuff?
That was the perfect
place. Why don't
you
place. Talk about Judge Judy and stuff she had with...
Listen, Judge Judy.
What was that judge's name? What was that
Is
lady's name?
Is that the only
name?
Judge you know? Judge Judy?
What was the lady in Tampa decided she wanted to be on TV with? I'm embarrassed. Judge Judy.
That was the perfect place for the hacky producer Inner Circle Bad Boy song right there.
You know
that
what,
was the perfect
you know what
for.
I thought of Judge Judy? DQ hits me the other day when she makes like $38 million a year.
No,
and
he's
went,
wrong. She makes $48 million a year. She makes close to $50 million a year. You know how much the bailiff
just sitting
makes?
Sitting up there and going, hey, shut up, I'm talking.
Joe, the bailiff Sit makes down. Almost $1 million a year. The bailiff, the dude that never speaks with glasses. He makes $1 million a year, $750,000 a year.
Damn.
She's the highest paid CBS employee, by the way.
Just to be a fireball up there.
Yeah. I think she's the highest paid CBS employee.
Damn.
And then there's Tony Romo and Ian Eagle.
And then Joe.
And then Joe.
No, that's not.
And see, DQ. There go, DQ's in there somewhere. Oh, top seven.
You know what? No. You're on a roll today, Hollywood. You really are.
Judge
Judy. Do you have more time from that, for your wife and the baby? Do you get more time? You got another week or two?
You want me to read you a couple of these just to get on Hollywood's bad side?
Go ahead.
Who took off maternity first, or who went back to work first, Hollywood or his wife?
I think she beat him by a week or two because she wanted to get away from him, not the baby. What else do you have?
I just wanted to throw that out there because you were getting nasty. Judge Judy. You made a comment about Judge Judy. I'm not going to forget that one.
Well, it was the judge. Remember the judge?
I just think it's funny that your go-to is Judge Judy.
Well, I couldn't think of anybody else.
I don't even know
any.
What other judges? Aaron Judge.
Sometimes when Judge Judy's ripping, like up there, and she gets going and somebody's trying to make excuses for something, is that the best you can do? Sit down. Shut up. Sir? And you go, oh, that's a different, what? You think I was born yesterday? Oh, I mean, it's so good the way she just rips everybody, right?
She makes a ton of money, Joe.
Just to do that shit.
A ton of money.
God, that's incredible. That's crazy money. That's just ridiculous. Anyway.
I just like the fact of where the show has went in the last 30 minutes.
I mean, it was better than when we got to everybody on the paternity time.
Oh, that was good stuff. That was funny. There are people still texting in about that. 56022, by the way.
But I can break that down. That's really easy. That's an easy one to figure out. All the older guys had a very short period of time off.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get younger, they got these new rules in corporate America where you get like 6+ weeks off. And we've got all these guys now take 2 or 3 up front, then use 2 or 3 on vacation later on top of their vacation time.
I didn't realize you could do that.
To go and take off.
Like a week here, a week there, 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, you could do that?
You end up like 8 or 10 weeks off, and you're taking vacation, and you throw the kid to an in-law.
Yeah.
Say, smart take care move. Of it. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
It's a smart move. Be honest. That's a genius move. Taking 2 more weeks, so you know.
So the guy downstairs at Power 96 took 2 weeks off.
I don't know exactly who it was, but it sounds correct.
We're not saying his name. Don't worry. No, nobody's going to be upset.
It could be anyone at Power 96.
Oh, my God. We're always worried about everybody being upset. Who have we offended? Somebody's going to get suspended and this and that.
I don't make Judge Judy money. That's why I worried about suspension.
Damn, bro. That's serious.
Or serious
stuff.
Yes, he took... I think the last week or two off.
And so he took 2 when they had the baby. Now,
I think he took 3 or 4 when the baby first. I think he gets 6.
How much time you have left on yours, Hollywood?
I think I've used it all.
You rested up?
Ice up. I can't wait to. I'm just going to take mine sporadically.
Don't worry.
Like, I'm going to be off Monday and Friday this week, Tuesday next week. Friday the week after that.
No, you gotta take some time. It's your
of course.
I'm being serious.
You don't want my wife in this building knowing that I'm not taking days off.
It's your first child. You guys should.
I got family help though, so I'm happy about that.
So did Hollywood.
Parents. Well, yeah.
Hollywood's got his mom and dad.
Yeah.
They live in Boca.
Would you take it first? A full month?
Yeah, I did a month, and then like 6 months later, I took the 2 weeks.
That's amazing. I can't wait.
That's good. He's got it. Being serious, I'm not.
No, I know.
Not being serious.
I just think it's amazing. Great. I've never went through this before.
Recharge the batteries a little.
Got those chargeable batteries?
All right. Well, listen,
I'm gonna need new batteries.
I'm gonna take a break here. This is going
you mean like
nowhere.
A couple days? You still have time from all that built up time from your kids. You have 4 kids. You get 24 weeks off.
Not now. What do you think?
Why build it up?
Well, you think they hold it over for
30
years?
Yeah, you're off till January. Yeah, see you, bro.
We weren't there when they were born, so.
That's a good point. That one you don't get the 6. So you only have 18.
You think it's weird what I did?
That you went to the basketball game the day your kid got born.
Right. But the marriage was not looking good at that
point.
Okay,
well, I mean,
there were some things that came in.
I didn't know the background stuff for that. You just asked me the original question of, did you think it was weird I went to a basketball game the night your kid got born? Answer, yes. Problems in the marriage? Didn't know.
I mean, it was MJ, so I can understand that. But doing the local TV sports show is not
yeah,
cool.
That's kind of, you know, but I blame your boss. I don't want to throw your boss under the bus or whoever it was.
He wasn't real like
that. That's
guy
a
at
really
the time.
Crappy move.
Old Reege wasn't one like, of the, like, the real popular.
Buddy just
one.
Had a kid, man. Give him the night off. Yeah, someone else could read the Lexus sponsorship or whatever
she,
it is.
She was mad about that. Margo was mad about
I would
that.
Have been mad. I'm mad now. Who's that guy?
He goes, you can have Monday off. Take Monday off. And
Monday? I just had a kid 5 hours ago. You want me to read the sports tonight? Like, shut up. Have someone else read. Where's Coop?
Just want me to do the late Sunday
Where's
night
Courtney
show.
Fallon? Get someone
up
else
in New
here.
York.
Someone else.
They're all up in New York now.
I know.
Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. We're running
fired up.
Super late. Boy, you are. You're on a friggin' roll this morning. Hey, man, how about everybody giving their thoughts on D-Wade and everybody got him going to Cleveland? That surprised you a little bit?
Yeah.
How about there be a lot more people saying he's going to come to the Miami Heat?
You think UD's got any pull when it said it's going to be, you know, this would be amazing
no,
if he came home?
No, because I think you look at UD, he's going to do whatever. Like, he ain't going to give him the high. Like, hey, man, they like you here, but, dude, you got to do what you got to do.
UD's just got to call me. No, you're going to live here. It would mean a lot to me if you came back down.
UD's got a shoe contract with D-Wade.
Oh, that's a good point. Forgot. It's over. You're right, because that's kind of his boss. Didn't Tyler say that yesterday a couple to us?
Tyler Johnson got a great comment. Like, I don't want to say too much about Dwayne. He's my
he's
boss.
My boss.
Like, Dwayne's kind of controlling the shoe company.
Smart move.
And who's got what. So
I hope that was either your old boss or your wife.
No, all the guys. All the guys that work with me in NBC remembered when I had one of my kids, and my wife goes, please don't go to the preseason game. I'm getting real close to having a baby. And I said, it's not a big deal. You still got a few days left. I'm only going to Tampa on a Saturday night, and I'll be back right after the game. And, of course, at halftime, water breaks right at halftime. David Rodriguez comes up and goes, oh, my gosh, your wife just – her water broke. So I go, they try to get me a fight. The Tampa people were very nice for the team. And they go, it's too late. By then, so by the time we get to the airport, the last, there's no. So I had to wait for the team plane. Had a little prop. Anyway, we got 2:30, 3 o'clock. We get back from a game.
That's crazy.
And I get there, and she still hadn't had the baby, so I was in good shape. So then, she was a little salty that I went, but
oh,
I was
yeah,
there.
I can imagine.
So then I tell her, hey, the next day she finally has a baby. And I said, look, and I'm going to have to leave tonight and go to work. And she was pissed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Why? And I go, imagine. They need me to do sports final, but then I'm going to have a couple days off. She goes, no.
That son of a gun, whoever your guy was. I don't want to call
and
him
she
up.
Doesn't get mad very often.
No, you have no, a very kind of mild-mannered
she's very
wife.
Very mellow and...
Make sure she's got coffee, right? That's the only thing we got to make sure.
The only thing she's been interested in is that national anthem thing.
She got fired up from that, huh?
She didn't get fired up, but she's got her opinion and all her friends' opinions and the family's opinions and so I got to hear because apparently everybody went to social media to give their feelings on it.
Of course. Radio.com.
And welcome back as we continue on here, and we got a lot of stuff. If you missed last night, Monday Night Football, the Cowboys, who got off to a real slow start, and the Cardinals had a chance to blow them right out of the stadium early on. They had a chance to go 14-0. Zach and they
missed
the
field goal.
Well, no, they had a touchdown called back
oh,
on a
right.
holding
yeah,
call
yeah, yeah.
to make it 14. Then you're going, well, to be 10-0. The guy misses a short
Shanks
field
it.
Goal.
Yeah.
And then they end up losing, even though the numbers were so lopsided in that game. The Cardinals ran 30 more plays than the Cowboys, 75-45. By the way, you run 45 plays in a game.
You're going to lose a lot of games.
But the Cowboys scored 28 points on that. That's
I know.
Just incredible.
Normally you'll lose a lot of games
no,
with
they,
that.
They went home last night going, man, we got away with it. They had the ball for 23 minutes and 45 plays and scored 28 points.
That's ridiculous.
They got away.
Yeah, no, they
I
got
mean, they're
they got
going,
lucky.
Hey, we got lucky. They got their running game going a little bit late, had some nice catches, great effort by Dez Bryant to get a touchdown there. But, man. they got away with one, because those numbers, that's not your normal.
No.
When you look at, like, okay, what's the best way, when you look and you put it together, we're going to win, you go, all right, let's just have the ball 23 minutes and change.
We'll run 45 plays. Score 28 points.
And score 28 points.
Yeah, it's not usually, not normal.
Doesn't usually happen. So that was.
By the way, I want to bring this up just because I just saw it on Twitter.
Okay, what do you got?
Tom Winter, NBC News investigative reporter based in New York City, focuses on police, courts, corruption, cybersecurity, counterterrorism. Just went on Twitter and said, breaking news from NBC, the FBI has arrested several NCAA assistant basketball coaches in a corruption scheme. Press conference at noon with the U.S. attorney, Lamont Evans of Oklahoma State, Chuck Person of Auburn University, two of the coaches charged in this corruption scheme, and Darren Revelle wrote, government charging 10 people, four college coaches, we just heard from two of them, and reps of major international sportswear company with fraud and corruption. I don't know much more about the story at all, but what I've read.
You can put it together, though. These guys been complaining in college basketball about the AAU system,
yep.
The shoe companies controlling these players, controlling the teams, people in bed together,
yep.
Money going from side to side. It's been dirty for a long time. You know what it is? Remember years ago, what was the street agents we had? They got a bunch of street agents.
That's right.
In basketball. And they've all kind of complained, but kind of played the game.
Yeah.
Because you want to get those top guys, but it's gotten really, really bad.
Yeah. It's a big whatever. So I don't know if this has anything to do with it or not, but I'm sure it does. We could speculate all we want. I don't know anything outside of the fact that it looks like at noon today, the U.S. attorney will come out and have a press conference and give more details on this, but it looks like 10 people will be arrested on corruption and fraud, including four assistant coaches in college basketball, Division I.
Kickbacks.
Probably. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's always money, and in this case, it sounds like trying to get players, right?
Yes. Yes.
And certain players are with – these guys are already signing these shoe contracts, right? And doing it with them and putting them with their certain basketball teams for the top high school players. Oh, I could see. I mean, you can kind of put your own picture together on this. You can build it, and it's pretty sleazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Sleazy. I can only imagine business. That the details that'll come out about this is going to be bad.
It's not even high school basketball anymore. It's AAU basketball.
Yep. Goes down a little
bit. These teams that go around and travel all over and play each other. It's gotten really sleazy.
Tom Winter just wrote again, Emmanuel Richardson of Arizona is also a coach that's been charged with a corruption scheme, according to court documents.
Oh.
So I'm following Tom Winter now just to get some more information on this, but this is that there's 120 pages of criminal complaints to go through. Details as we can report and write, Tom Winter just wrote
on that. We got a whistleblower. We got some whistleblowers in the business.
Tony Bland of USC also. Those are the four coaches. Oh. Lamont Evans of Oklahoma State, Chuck Person, Auburn University, Emmanuel Richardson of Arizona, and Tony Bland of USC are the four assistant coaches right now being arrested and charged with corruption and
You left my man down at the U alone, that's all.
Yep.
Long as I don't.
This is going to be big news. This is going to be big news today.
You said feds, right?
Yeah. Yes.
When I hear feds, whether it's a radio
the
in New York.
FBI has arrested several NCAA assistant basketball coaches.
Not good. Hey, that's bad stuff.
Yeah, very interesting. All right,
folks. We'll come back and we'll check in. Can we come back and check in on the text machine?
Absolutely. 56022, theplumbers911.com text line. By the way, the Canes open up ACC play Friday night at Duke. Alex Dono, Casey Jones will broadcast countdown to kickoff live from Milam's Market in Coconut Grove at 3 p.m. Josie, Don Bailey Jr., and Josh Darrow call the action. 7 o'clock kickoff. You could also join our man, Hollywood, Danny Rabinowitz, for the postgame party at Shucker's Waterfront Grill, which we love, off the 79th Street Causeway, the home of the U in South Florida's official football state. Is WQAM text when we come back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, Zach. So, what do we got on the plumbers911.com text line at 560-22. What do you got for
all me? Right, a bunch of texts in here so far. Here we go. By the way, does someone texted in last night if you saw DeMarcus Lawrence? Was that left end for Dallas? I think that's
He had three sacks.
Does DeMarcus Lawrence get a bigger deal than Olivier Vernon?
Well, let's just put it this way. There's a lot of guys like to have 6.5 sacks in a season.
Yeah, yeah.
He's already got he's already at that number, and he's got a lot of games left. He's got a chance to have. By the way, they isolated on him last night for people watching. Wow.
Someone goes, how much is agent David Kanter licking his chops? He's Marcus Lawrence's agent.
He's a Kanter guy?
I believe he's got Kanter.
I think Kanter's got, didn't he have Olivier too?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Getting a pretty good deal there.
That's two big boy deals right there.
Joe, how on earth did a bobblehead like you get a wife like that, especially one that puts up with you?
You know how women kind of like guys that they have to tame a little bit from, you know, you ever see that? Like, she wanted to put me through the rehab program and she saw potential. Those are things she tells me. What else?
It's depressing watching him. It'll be depressing watching him go to the Heat. He'll be on the bench half the time. I want to see Wade start with LeBron. That's fun basketball.
You know that's
sir, in my head, I'm giving you the middle finger, but I'm not doing it.
That's
because that'll make me sad.
That's coming into to play, like, right? Like, Dwayne just wants to know, like, from a general manager or a coach or whoever's calling the shot for the team or LeBron, what the playing time is. Like, is the vision starting? I don't know. Is Dwayne Wade at that point? You know, Ira's been talking about this for like 3 years Dwayne coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think when Dwayne first heard wind of, like, Ira really. So I don't think he wants to do the bench thing. He's coming off where he scored between 18 and 19 a game. I'm guessing he's not ready to be a bench guy yet.
Probably not. If Wade goes to Cleveland, like I said, I'm done with him. Guy texted the same thing yesterday. Do you really want him back? He's all washed up.
I don't think he's washed up. I think they got to be smart with the minutes. He's got a lot to offer still.
I think so, too. I think he's got something.
I think he'll be motivated. He's got to be with the right team. And his days of playing 30 minutes and a lot of back-to-backs and all that stuff.
Of course, I get corrected by my brother in New Orleans. It's not DeMarcus Lawrence. It's Dexter Lawrence. He's listening in New Orleans. He said, say the name right. And then he put a curse word in there after that. Best two-way players in the NBA, LeBron, Kawhi, and Klay Thompson. 1, 2, 3.
I'm just waiting to see if shaking his head in the other room.
You agree? Bron, Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, best two-way players. 1, 2, and 3 in that order.
There you go again.
Waiting for Hollywood.
Putting Klay Thompson in there?
A good defender.
Klay Thompson's a pretty good two-way player.
Okay. Whatever you guys say.
Well, who do you want to put
Klay
in
Thompson
there?
Would be a bum if he was the best guy in his team.
Wow. Okay.
The best two-way player in the NBA?
Wow.
Okay.
He's the fourth best player on his team.
Okay.
I just didn't know if he was done yet. You done? Joe, instead of jumping on a shark, McElwain needs to jump on a ball. And then he corrects himself. Instead of jumping on a shark, he needs to jump on a bail bondsman.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was like, I read it first. I was like, I'm glad he corrected himself.
I didn't
there.
Know what that was. Yeah, okay.
Actually, the second part was a lot funnier.
That's
than the
coach
part.
Of the year. Why don't you relax?
I know, seriously.
But that's part of the reason he's giving him coach of the year, in case you didn't notice. He's got friggin'
9 players missing right
10
now.
10 or 15% of his scholarships are sitting there on getting potentially kicked out of school. Hey, and it's going to be out of the coach. It might be out of his hands. It might come right from the president to the AD to they're out.
Yeah.
Because some of those guys on that list, it's not their first strike.
No, that's the problem, too.
You're running out of strikes, even for young guys.
Oh, these are felonies, too, if they all come through. Yeah. Felonies. They're not little, you know, misdemeanors. Guys, call them hazards, not blinkers. Try to put on both blinkers at the same time. Not easy. That's a good point. What are we calling them, blinkers? At least we're getting corrected there.
Okay, good.
Guys, did you know Darren Sproles, the injury? Darren Sproles, what did he tear his ACL and break his arm in the same play or whatever? He's got 19,000 all-purpose yards, Darren Sproles.
Does he?
Wow.
Well, that's even more than I thought.
Yep.
I've seen it firsthand. He was with the Saints years ago on a Monday night football game, and he had – I mean, they must have seen something because the Dolphins were coming in feeling pretty good, and he just put on a show. He is really – had a great career, man. I mean, right? If you say great career, you don't get like, oh, we use great too much. I'd put him in there. especially for a size to play as long as he did. And he was used the right way. He was kind of a pass-receiving back and special teams guy. But, man, was he good. He's been good.
Yep. All right. Oh, good text coming in now. Millennials are so soft, Joe. I didn't miss 6 weeks of work after back surgery. Get back to work so my tax dollars aren't paying you to be off.
Well, see, the old school guys, well, first of all, like, my dad wasn't even allowed in. Like, stop shaking your head, Hollywood. How do we get so upset about this when the old guys go old school?
Why would he think his tax dollars are covering my paycheck when I'm on leave?
I don't know how any of that works.
I don't know how it works either.
You don't get a check from the government. You get a check from the company.
That's correct.
Well, then, you know what? You take all the time you want.
That's right. Take another week. Here we go. Here's some Hollywood killers. Hollywood, what a jackass you are. He's the fourth best player on a team, but he always gets put on the best player on the opposing team defensively, making him a first-team defensive player. Hollywood should know basic sports knowledge in order to be on your show.
Again, not even the best defensive player on his team.
No, but let's get back.
Draymond Green is a better defender. Kevin Durant, probably a better defender.
I agree Green, with definitely. Draymond. No.
What about Kawhi Leonard? Let's go back to that.
I told you he's an excellent player. What more do you want me to say? He's not the best two-way player in the NBA.
But you said it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever said. I don't think that's fair. Ridiculous?
It's a pretty bad statement by you, yes.
The Kawhi could be the best. I don't know. I think he's... That guy, he covers a lot of guys.
He does. Kawhi Leonard's
really
good.
You don't
really
like him. Probably not enough of a star for you.
Maybe
he's
not on
his
fantasy
Antonio.
Team.
Jeez.
Last text, 5:30 a.m. pregame show. I cannot wait. Be fun on Sunday. Speaking of that, by the way, it is Kegs and Eggs with the Dolphins and New Orleans in London early Sunday morning. Chris Whittingham, Channing Crowder host Dolphins Game Day at 5:30 in the morning from Dave and Buster's at the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. Jimmy, Joe, Bob, and Bo call the game 9:30 a.m. here on WQAM and KISS 99.9. Big O coming up next. And Troy Stratford.
Try to get that equipment working this Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Tree and Steph, our engineers this weekend. Big O and Troy Stratford, take your calls on the fifth quarter show after the game. Don't forget, you can also listen to the game on the TuneIn Premium app. That'll do it for us here today.
Have a great day, everybody.
That's it.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.